honored to introduce you to Matt Morgan, Executive Director of Journey Home. And I was talking very early this morning about Matt and about Journey Home, nonprofit working together to tackle youth that are homeless. Nobody could tell you the exact number, but there are young people who don't have a place to call home. And Matt's on the line with us this morning. Matt, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'll tell you something. What you do, Matt, and this is, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget when we started one of the homes in Hartford, and Governor Bill O'Neill was the head man at that time. But then everything started to grow, and when Journey Home took over, it was just something that we needed, and you guys started to do it.
Thank you.
What if you had to describe Journey Home for people who might not be fully aware of what it is? Describe it to our audience.
Sure. So Journey Home is a nonprofit organization that is basically coordinating the homeless service system, all of the agencies that work on issues of homelessness, of emergency shelters, supportive housing, rapid rehousing, all the programs that prioritize the homeless population. Our job is to help coordinate that system and facilitate the meetings, bring the partners together, and try to make a better impact on our efforts to end homelessness. And we specifically also try to help improve access to the resources that exist in the community for the homeless population. We also try to forge new partnerships with non-traditional sectors, like workforce development system, and try to build partnerships with helping people who are experiencing homelessness to get the job training and into the jobs that they need. And then also in the same line, towards healthcare, we try to help people who are experiencing homelessness get the health care, including mental health care, that they need.
Matt, give us a raw number. What is your estimate? What's your best estimate and your organization's estimate as to the number of homeless people in the Hartford area?
So at any one time, I would say that number is around 550 or so. Mm-hmm. But over a year, it would be closer to 2,500 maybe, okay. Between 2,000 and 2,500, something like that. What we don't know as much about is the number of homeless youth who are out there couch surfing and have not identified themselves to us. Often youth don't identify themselves as homeless and don't know where to go to seek resources or services and help. And so it's a little bit hard to know the number of homeless youth who are out there, especially those youth who are living in unsafe situations. And I just don't know where to go. Don't know who to contact. Somewhere around 550, I'd say, at any one time, are experiencing homelessness.
Say, Matt, as far as young people are concerned, what are the counts with young people? It's a little scary when you figure out just what they are. But is it improving at all?
So what I can tell you what is improving is our engagement efforts to identify and find homeless youth. For the past few years, we've been conducting a youth count, which is just once a year, where we've begun partnering with new organizations that interact with youth on a regular basis and having them help us to conduct surveys to find out which youth are unstably housed and which youth are experiencing homelessness. So, again, we don't have an exact number, but if I had to guess, I would say potentially, between 500 and 1,000 youth in the capital region who are couch surfing, housing unstable, and who might, need our assistance in some way for helping them get the housing that they need, to become independent and to lead the life that they want to live.
When you talk about the term couch surfing, you've used that a couple of times, Matt. Explain the theory of what couch surfing is to a lot of youth and why it's difficult to count them as homeless.
Sure. So the youth have a great ability to be able to find friends or family members or other connections, acquaintances in the community that they can ask to let them stay for just a few days.
So they're hopping from house to house.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it might be, you know, a month that they could stay somewhere. Other times it might be just a couple of days. They move so frequently, it's often really hard to track, you know, them in the community, track where they are and to continue the engagement. But some of the new efforts that we've been working on has been engaging youth through the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving. We received a grant to begin to pay youth to become more involved in our work and advising us on our programs and policies and how to engage youth and paying youth to find other youth who are unstable. They know where youth you know, hang out. And then we've also been working with our partner agencies in the community that do interact with youth, like, for example, the Hartford Public Library. We're now in a partnership with them and able to have drop-in hours once a week at two different Hartford Public Library locations where we'll have staff available to be on site to, in case there are youth there, and the youth often gather there, to be able to, you know, support them and you know, ask if they need resources or help with housing, those kinds of things.
Well, Matt, I'll tell you, Matt Morgan, Executive Director of Journey Home. Matt, just say thank you to you and all of the folks that you are working with. This is such an important part of what goes on in the state of Connecticut, and you've got to be dedicated, and you certainly are, and the young people. And again, if you ever need any help, you ever need something, you just give us a call, because everybody is a part of it, and you folks are the leaders, and you do such a great job. So we thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time and the opportunity to come on your show and tell people a little bit about what we do. We need, you know, a lot more support if we're going to move the ball and make progress towards ending youth homelessness.
All right.
A lot of people think it's impossible, but we absolutely believe it is possible to make progress on this social issue.
All right, Matt. Thank you. Matt Morgan from Journey Home. If you want to help them out, their website is journeyhomect.org, journeyhomect.org. And on the top there, they have a click. You can click on to donate. You can do annual gifts. You can do honor and memorial gifts, recurring gifts. Donate to them by month, matching gifts. So go to journeyhomect.org.